Greg, how are you?
Well, I'm terrific, Tony. Great to speak with you this morning.
Well, it's great to talk with you. I love getting some emails that have good news on them. And yesterday, I received one that said the governor was going to announce historic investment in Michigan, more than 6,000 new job opportunities for Michigan workers. I knew I had to talk with you about that.
Well, it was a good day yesterday. We really ended up having a I think what we would call a record day in terms of work at the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and with the mega board, the Michigan Economic Growth Authority Board, who is actually the citizens who approve deals with major Michigan employers and small Michigan employers, for that matter, all across the state. Yesterday was a great day, $2.1 billion worth of new investment and thousands of new jobs.
Well, let's highlight the biggest portions, I guess, of these deals. I'll let you roll down the list. Some of those include Chrysler Group as well as Ford Motor Company. Not only are they looking to create more jobs, but they're also investing in plants that they already have.
That's right, and we're excited about it because we think what happened yesterday is that we were able to really lock in Michigan's future as the center of North American auto manufacturing. You know, we've seen job erosion in the Big Three for years now, and I think we're finally at the point where we're calling a halt to that, and we can start turning around and going the other way. Really, Ford and Chrysler and even GM, through previous work with them and then additional work yesterday, they've really all declared Michigan as central to their growth plans, and that's very exciting news for us. So this is a commitment by Chrysler of $1 billion in new investment, mostly centered in this case at the Sterling Heights Assembly Plant in Sterling Heights, and this is a plant that had been declared dead. The governor called it our Lazarus plant. It really had been declared dead. It was going to be excess, and Chrysler has turned around and decided that this is going to be an important part of their manufacturing going forward, and they're going to invest $850 million there. So very exciting. And then another $150 million at their Dundee engine plant. So, you know, terrific commitment all across the state for all of Chrysler's facilities. Ford stepped up with a commitment for $850 million, again at Sterling Heights in their transmission plant there, but also in several other places in Michigan. And we've included all of the facilities for both of these manufacturers as part of the program. And overall, that coupled with what we're doing with GM, you know, that's about 78,000 direct jobs for Michigan citizens, most of which already exist, but they're going to be remaining in the future and not go away, and new ones will be added, and about 340,000 in the spinoff jobs, the indirect jobs, in the supplier companies that serve these plants, and in the businesses that depend on the sales for people who are drawing those checks from the auto industry as their place of employment. So if you total those all up, I know these are a lot of numbers, but 78,000 direct jobs, 340,000 indirect jobs, that totals, you know, 410,000 jobs.
You know, what's interesting, go ahead, Greg, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, that's about 10% of all the jobs in Michigan, so, you know, this is a big deal.
What also is interesting about a lot of these jobs that will be created, for example, with Ford, Michigan won the competition as opposed to sites in India, South Africa, and Europe. And when I look at some of the other companies, they were for like Dematic Corporation, which is based in Grand Rapids. They were considering Kentucky and Utah. There were some other companies that were considering Colorado and Indiana. So it looks like Michigan is well on its way to being a competitor, not only keeping jobs here, but bringing jobs here to the state of Michigan.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, it's been a long slog through this tough time, and we're not out of it yet, but maybe these are harbingers of better times to come.
And also what's interesting, Greg, about looking at the menagerie of companies, when I look at where they're from, Harrison Township, that's near my neck of the woods in Mount Clemens, Michigan, Ann Arbor, Plymouth Township, Madison Heights, Sterling Heights, Fenton, Bay City, Grand Rapids, Canton Township. So these jobs are being spread all over the state of Michigan.
They certainly are, and I think later today there'll be some more news for good news right here in Lansing.
Greg, when announcements like this are made, it always makes me wonder what you think when you hear the critics who say that the money's not worth putting into the MEDC or to Pure Michigan, when you see the awards that come in for Pure Michigan and all the information about the money raised because of the ads that are seen in other states. Does news like this justify maybe not so much your existence, but the monies that are being invested into the MEDC in Pure Michigan?
Well, we think so. People have to understand that this is a competitive world. And, in the case of Pure Michigan, we all know what a great state this is because we live here and enjoy the wonderful opportunities, wonderful outdoor and indoor recreation opportunities all across the state. But, just because we know about it doesn't mean that people from elsewhere know about it. And so if you don't market what this wonderful state has to offer to other places, then you're not going to attract the tourists from other places.
And we're talking with Greg Main from the MEDC. He's the president and CEO, and you're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Greg, as we let you go, have you had an opportunity to sit down with Virg Bonero and or Rick Snyder, and what do you think the MEDC's role will be when we have a new governor?
Well, I suspect that MEDC is going to have an important role regardless of which gentleman wins the race. Both of these candidates have declared that they understand the importance of MEDC. In fact, in one case, Rick Snyder was actually the chairman of MEDC's board some years ago. So these are not people who don't see the value in MEDC and won't be continuing it. Now, will it shift directions? Certainly, it always does when you have a new governor, and we look forward to that. We don't see that as a negative. We see that as a positive because you want to make sure that your economic development policy is consistent with what else is going on in government, and I think it's going to be fine. I don't have a lot of concerns about it at all.
Thanks so much, Greg. Enjoy your morning.